pill, hardcore Asia. Cosplay.
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
It's been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
Yes, coming to you live, straight from Wrocław. We have the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, hosted by RBN, the Public Broadcasting Network, Network of Free Speech, and also brought to you by Tell Me Talk, Free Speech Social Network.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm your host, V. Principal hosts coming right at you. Yeah, listen, guys, we're gonna talk. All right, we're gonna have some discussions. If you guys want to call in, I have no problem with that. Once again, the idea of everything that we're doing is free speech, and you know, you'll be heard. And if the lines are flooded, I'm gonna have to hop from person to person to person, like I, you know, usually do. So anyhow, want to call in, phone number is 800-313-9443. And if you want to save us a little bit of money, call our local line, which is 512-248-8252. We get the discussion started. So I think the theme of this episode is going to be about censorship. And then we're going to get back into the political race stuff. Now, I know race is one of those issues, but, you know, people, and I'm finding it to be a little gross because it's, you know, if you point out any racial issues, there are a lot of people getting upset. Well, you know, you shouldn't be talking about that. You know, I absolutely agree. You know, in order to make stuff go away and disappear, to stop talking about it. But unfortunately, it keeps showing up. It's showing up, it's showing up and being used as not only a way to publicize political agendas, but to keep certain people down. That we just can't have. So anyhow, let's just jump into the show. Well, let's talk about a little bit of censorship. Now, I know there are some clowns out there. We've already had to deal with some, well, without me being too telling, company business, but we've already had to deal with some corporate espionage, and we've, you know, dealt with these situations. Right now, I know we have maybe a few trolls on the TLBTalk.com Facebook page. See, they tried shutting us down, right? Until, you know, anytime you share the link, you know, oh, this isn't, you know, supported by Facebook. Until we became, what do you call it, I'm not sure. I'm not down with the lingo with that stuff. Basically, we pay for advertisement through Facebook. So instead of, now they can't shut us down. They can't just say you can't share this link anymore. They can't do that. So instead, there's a few trolls that come in here and there and say the most ridiculous stuff. The most ridiculous stuff that you would not find anywhere else on Facebook because it's censored. So instead of Facebook doing this, their normal censoring, I can see it happening. They're letting people say whatever the hell they want to say so that they can end up shutting down the Facebook page. But at last, of course, we see all the stuff happening. We see it. I've got moderators, okay? Yeah, anytime somebody puts up something ridiculous on the page, they're not actually able to post anything, but the comment sections. So these things get deleted. And as anybody wants to complain about that, well, you want free speech? Go to TLBTalk.com. But that's Facebook, and you will be censored. Yeah. Now, with that out of the way, let's hop into my first clip. I do apologize once again for those of you who are not fans of Jimmy Dore, but I am. And the guy's hilarious to me. But we'll just take a very short clip this time around. Go ahead, Mike.
Guess what? So Hillary Clinton, you know Hillary Clinton, they launched the Russiagate. I don't know if you know. If you don't watch the show, if this is the first time, this will be a shocker to you. That Russiagate was a evidence-free conspiracy theory, which is why no one went to jail for it. No one. And they had every reporter and every FBI guy investigating it. And they couldn't put Donald Trump, who everyone says is the biggest moron in the world, he somehow outsmarted the FBI. And they couldn't find out that, I know he's working with Putin. So this was all launched by the Hillary Clinton campaign to cover up that she lost to who? A game show host. So they couldn't ever do an autopsy on the Democratic Party. Why are people more willing to vote for a game show host than they are for a politician like Hillary Clinton? That should have been the question. They never did that. They decided, hey, let's just pretend it's Russia, and then we can ramp up bad feelings towards Russia again, like a new Cold War, and then we'll just use Ukraine So that's what's going on. So now they're funneling all their billions of dollars through Ukraine. By the way, Ukraine, the most corrupt country in Europe. Ukraine. Okay.
You think that's the reason that they just talked about NATO but didn't want them in NATO?
You think that's the reason why Hunter Biden was a major player in that country? Yeah.
Okay, pause it right there. Pause it right there. And I'm just loving it because he's saying everything that I've been saying since forever. Okay? Obviously, you know how much I talked about the Cold War with that whole Dirk, the energy weapons development. That's what the Cold War is really about. You know, the CIA gets a blank check. The DOD gets a blank check anytime we can blame something on Russia. And you get flooded with fake news in the mainstream media because of it. That's a very effective weapon of the Democratic Party, and any party for that matter. As long as you got corrupted party members, that's the kind of tactic that they will use. Now, Hillary Clinton, I think, should be the poster child of corruption. I mean, politics throughout history, I think she is the most shining grandmaster example of corruption. But anyhow, yeah, so Ukraine, the most corrupt country in Europe. Yeah, I've been saying that, haven't I? The U.S. funneling billions and billions of dollars through Ukraine, the most corrupt country in Europe. Yeah, the whole, when I gave you guys that toilet analogy, that Ukraine is the bathroom of the United States. You go in there, you drop a load, you know. You do your drugs in there. That's just what it's like. It's just where you want to be shameful. You don't want to be seen. That's why Ukraine has been so important to the United States. Yeah, no, you can't make it officially a part of NATO because of it. You can sleep in every bedroom. You can sleep in every part of your house, except for the bathroom. It probably smells too badly, right? Smells. You gotta watch other people do their business in there too. All right, yeah. Let's continue.
Biden was a major player in that country? Because, yeah. So when she tweeted this out, she tweeted this out on October 31st, 2016. She said, computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump Organization to a Russian-based bank. Now, we know that's false. This is not only false, this is active dis and misinformation or malinformation. I'll go so far as to say it's mal.
Is this not the thing that when Matt Taibbi was on Bill Maher and Matt Taibbi was like, there's Roger Gay was bullshit, yes, and Bill Maher brought this specific thing up?
Yes.
Like, whoa, come on, what about the server?
Okay, well, you want to know about the server? This story was concocted by Hillary Clinton and her lawyer, and then they planted it, huh? They planted it at the FBI, and her lawyer was such a dummy that he lied to the FBI about why he was going there. He said, I'm not coming to the FBI to share this story about Trump working with the Russians on behalf of Hillary Clinton. I'm coming here off the clock on my own dime. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this because I want to help the FBI, he said. Well, it was easy to verify he was lying about that. Who, Clinton's lawyer, was lying about that? How was it easy to verify? Because they just looked at his records. He billed her for the meeting. He billed her for the meeting.
And we laughed at Jerry Springer when he paid a hooker with a check.
That's right. Because that was funny.
Yeah.
As is this. And so why do I bring this up? I bring this up. Why do you bring up a tweet from 2016, Jimmy? So this guy underneath, because this tweet is still up. And this is 100% should be taken down. Hunter Biden's laptop couldn't be printed, but this is still up.
I know.
And so, go ahead.
I'll never forgive them for tricking Bill Maher the way they did it.
So, right underneath this tweet, this guy, V-Spike, says, Elon Musk, I have reported this tweet as misleading disinformation to the powers that be at Twitter. I would be interested to know if, when you received control over the company, anything was done with this at any level. Please advise soon. He responds. So here it is. And he says, you are absolutely correct. That tweet is a Clinton campaign hoax for which their campaign lawyer is undergoing a criminal trial. And there it is. Clinton lawyer lied to manipulate FBI over Trump, BBC News. He peddled a baseless claim about the Trump Organization in hopes of an October surprise. And what was it? It was the fake bank server thing. And Elon Musk tweets that out. And he says that is misinformation. Why is this still up, Twitter? It takes Elon Musk to come. And then he tags Paraga and Vijaya.
Vijaya.
Vijaya, watch your mouth. This is a family show.
Yeah. Yeah. Why did it stay up? Well, I mean, Elon doesn't have the eye of Sauron. He can't just see every tweet that goes up. And I'm sure as a multi-billionaire, he's got much better things to do. But most of his staff is still a bunch of libtards. Okay? Most of his staff is still a bunch of liberals. Flagging that post and why it wasn't getting any attention, why it took the getting the attention of Elon Musk for it to go anywhere, for it to be said that it's a hoax and it's disinformation. Now, we spoke about, last episode, how we had the disinformation board from the DHS, Hunter Biden's laptop, that was supposed to have been covered up as disinformation. Russian propaganda, right? Okay. Yeah. So that lets you know when you have these Democrats, and it's not even just the nature of the Democrats, it's not a Republican thing, it's just These people have been corrupted entirely. These are the, this is the very essence of the NWO, the New World Order. Okay, this is the UN and their power over the United States. Okay, a lot of people think of the UN and think, oh yeah, that's the United States coalition. That's the coalition that the United States built, and they all work for us. America's number one. No. All your politicians are owned by somebody somewhere else, probably living here in Europe. Okay? And they have infiltrated the Democratic Party by 90%. 90 percentile. They're all aware that they are working for somebody else over in Illuminati land somewhere. They're aware. It's really disgusting how infiltrated they are. Now, I'm not going to say that the Republicans are so innocent or anything, but they are now dealing with a mess that they had, they had their hand in years ago as well, and has helped develop thus far. Now, things have gotten out of control. Now, the Republican Party needs to get back into control to try to stop this 100% merger with the New World Order. I mean, there's going to be a merger no matter what, but the Democrats are going to sell you out. The Republicans will at least want to be on top of the New World Order. They're going to at least want to be on top. So, these people are selling you down the road, selling you down the creek. And just because, and see, and it took, what did it take? It took people that did their research, people that just doesn't take the information as it's given to them, people that do their own research, people that like to follow the money, follow the trails, right? Now, had there been a disinformation board, this would have been put up as a fact. The disinformation board, you know, as if Hillary Clinton says anything, it would be prized as gold. If she defecated on the front table of one of these board meetings and said, this is God, guess what we would all be worshiping right now? I'm so glad for there not being a board. As far as I know, it's going to be disassembled and trashed. As far as I know. But it's still officially on suspension. This totalitarian communist regime that we are coming under Biden's administration is choking the life out of me. I don't even live there. I live in Poland. So if it's choking the life out of me here, what are you people doing with yourselves over there? I mean, at some point, you got to be feeling some sort of frustration. Rights are being taken away. I know a lot of you just don't understand. A lot of you just don't know how it's affecting you to begin with. Probably a lot of you are so well off, but a lot of you are not. And I'm feeling the foot of oppression. Everything starts with free speech. We got to start talking. With that said, I got to take a commercial break very quickly. We're going to have a very, very short segment, and then we'll come back for a long one. So stay tuned.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Yesterday in Washington, D.C., a career politician said something really stupid. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Experts agree that ignorance and stupidity have crossed party lines. For example, one career politician who wished to remain anonymous said, "As soon as I got to Washington, D.C., I forgot all of my campaign promises and honestly couldn't remember why my constituents elected me." Studies have shown that politicians at the federal level almost immediately become deficient in common sense. As a result, the simple task of distinguishing a man or a woman can become difficult, and fiscal responsibility comes to mean spending more than the last guy. Known as swamp rat syndrome, scientists say SRS becomes worse with time. Every day spent in D.C. eats away at the logic center of the politician's brain, making common sense thinking less and less possible. The only known cure for SRS? Ending re-election. Until tomorrow, Cevis Pacem. Parabellum.
Okay. Yeah. So, that was Peter Serafin. Great guy. I love his Liberty Minute. You guys should go and watch his full shows. He's not sponsored by us or anything, but he's just a good guy and deserves a shout out anytime I can give it. So, next issue here is, okay, now, we have the whole idea of censorship and disinformation. Now, let's go full on propaganda. Let's go full on. I'm sure you guys heard the story, but I got to cover it anyway. So let's go with this next clip.
Moving on now, English guitarist Eric Clapton has tested positive for COVID-19 after repeatedly denouncing vaccine protocol. A critic of coronavirus vaccine and pandemic restrictions, the 77-year-old Clapton confirmed in a Facebook post that he had tested positive for COVID and would consequently postpone his tour dates in Zurich and Milan. In the post, his team wrote, and we quote, "It is very frustrating that having avoided COVID throughout the lockdown and throughout the period when travel restrictions have been in place, Eric should have succumbed to COVID at this point in time, but we very much hope he will be sufficiently recovered by the end of the week to be able to perform the remainder of the planned performances." The British singer and guitarist has expressed skepticism about the vaccine in the past. In December in 2020, he appeared in an anti-lockdown song with Van Morrison called Stand and Deliver, featuring the lyrics, "Do you want to be a free man or do you want to be a slave?" And then in early 2021, Clapton received his first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine against the virus. After taking the second jab, he wrote, "About 6 weeks later, I was offered and took the second AstraZeneca shot, but with a little more knowledge of the dangers, needless to say, the reactions were disastrous. My hands and feet were either frozen, numb or burning and pretty much useless for 2 weeks. I feared I would never play again, but the propaganda said the vaccine was safe for everyone." Once again, this is what Eric Clapton is saying. In January 2022, during an interview, the rock star claimed that he suffered nerve damage to his fingers from the vaccine and couldn't play his guitar for months. All of these things are being claimed by Eric Clapton. There is no medical evidence, however, to back this.
Well, okay, so being mocked for, listen, he's not an anti-vaxxer. How can you be an anti-vaxxer and then take the vax? This is like, it's propaganda with slander. Okay, with libel. Which I wish the mainstream media could be held liable for these situations, okay? Mainstream news media can come on the air and tell you that your mama's a hoe and sign off. There's nothing you can do about it. That needs to change. The actual verification of information needs to start happening. It needs to be punishable in the court of law to be told a lie by a mainstream news setting. Forget censoring the people. We have something called freedom of speech. If you want to be a troll and go out and you know, tell everybody that, you know, germs don't exist, or, you know, you need 8 glasses of water a day, or you can say whatever the hell you want. If it's your belief or if you're trolling, doesn't matter. You have the right to do it. Okay, there's no, when it comes to mainstream media as a governmental and or corporate entity, false information should be punishable by law if proven otherwise. Okay? The First Amendment does not protect the government. It protects the people. I'm not done with the story. We're going to take another break and then we'll come back for the long haul, y'all. Stay tuned.
Speaker box.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Should we be taking them chances while we search for the answers? We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoke them all because we dancing and we be dodging them bullets. They be popping off out of shit. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can blast the heat. Always up to no good. So all of my fam could eat. In the hood, we hungry. We playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It'd be good if you flaunt it. We will take if we want it. See niggas from the ghetto got a different state of mind with a different kind of hustle. And we iller with the grind and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine and the struggle. Thus our money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood. Gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me. Gotta love it.
Yeah, that's right. In the ghetto. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. See? Now, I know. I'm from the east side of the LBK. All right? I still have a bit of that ghetto gangster in me. You know, you can't take that out of a brother. But, you know, I'm a connoisseur of music. I love my all kind of variations of music. Believe it or not, I grew up on classic rock. I know my musical heroes. And a lot of them have suffered. And now I remember dedicating an entire show to DMX because the vaccine exploded his heart. DMX. Get him, boy. Get him, boy. Yeah.
that partner right there. I always thought I'd see him going out, you know, dying from maybe, I don't know, a crack overdose or maybe a gunfight. Maybe owing too much money to a bookie or something. Been found underwater, you know, feet in cement. That sort of thing. Because, I mean, these are things dead. But no, I would have never in a million years thought that, you know, the hardest of the gangster rappers out there will be killed by a government shot in the arm. He had just come out with a brand new album after being, I guess you could say, on hiatus for 10, 15 years. I mean, Snow White beard and everything, old, coming out with a brand new rap album. Now, I know he wanted to make his money. That's the reason why he agreed to doing the vaccines, getting the vaccines, so he could tour. He got two shots and a dead in a week. Heart exploded. So, is when I say disinformation and straight out propaganda, the lady saying that there's no evidence of any vaccine injuries. There's no such thing as a vaccine injury. There's no evidence. There's no scientific evidence of it. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, when a world-class guitarist like Eric Clapton tells you something has affected his playing and has to cancel his gigs, what's it going to take? I mean, he can have, his fingers can just cramp and ball up to a fist and never open again. And we would actually just be told that there's no such thing as vaccine injury. We know that there's vaccine injuries because people have been paid out pennies on the dollar, you know, before these corporations got 100% immunity afforded to them by COVID-19 pandemic. What's it going to take? And just the first fact they called him an anti-vaxxer, and now he's complaining about an injury that science can't prove. You know, there's a lot of things science can't prove medically. You can't prove what pain is. Scientists don't know what itching is. Or you cannot prove that itching exists. Now, there are a level of technology, medical knowledge. There's a lot of things that don't have medical evidence but still exist and happen. Even if she were correct with what she was saying, that there's no evidence. There's something called causality. Okay? You're perfectly normal. Then you take the jab. And afterwards, you're effed up. I think that's just more than what we need to know if there's any kind of evidence that there can be injury. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. Let's I want to hear what Jimmy had to say about this. Can we do another clip? I know another Jimmy Dore clip, but hang on, guys. Let's go through it.
So I don't know if you heard the headline. Here's the headline. The headline is vaccine skeptic Eric Clapton contracted COVID, cancels shows because he's anxious. So that's a lie. He got the vaccine, and then he got injured. And then he spoke about his injury from the vaccine. He wasn't a vaccine skeptic. He was a guy who got the vaccine, and then he got injured, and then he talked about his personal experience, you know, his lived experience, as the kids like to say today. So British rocker Eric Clapton, a critic of coronavirus vaccines and pandemic restrictions, has tested positive for COVID and canceled two upcoming gigs because he is anxious about spreading the virus to colleagues and fans. So why isn't the story just Eric Clapton is canceling shows because he has COVID and doesn't want to spread COVID? What's the critic of the vaccines and pandemic history? What is that part supposed to tell me, that he's a critic and a vac- what is that? Well, serves him right. That's what that's about. Serves him right for criticizing those vaccines and the lockdowns. Does not criticizing the vaccine and pandemic restrictions provide extra protection from COVID? Because, by the way, Stephen Colbert just canceled shows because of COVID. Did you know that? They didn't write corporate pharma bitch Stephen Colbert did all things and still has COVID. They didn't write that.
Bill Gates canceled his parts of his book tour because he got COVID.
It's amazing. They didn't say
vaccine profiteer Bill Gates.
The whole White House bragged about it.
That's right. At the White House Correspondents' Dinner, Joe Biden proudly announced how vaxxed and boosted they all were, and everyone still got COVID. But it's only Eric Clapton that the people like to laugh about, that he got it. Clapton's upcoming shows in Zurich, the 70-year-old tested positive. Okay. He has been told by his medical advisors that if he were to resume traveling and performing too soon, it could substantially delay his recovery. Eric is also anxious to avoid passing it, blah, blah, blah. In 2020, Clapton produced an anti-lockdown song titled Stand and Deliver with Van Morrison. It featured the lyrics, do you want to be a free man or do you want to be a slave? The musician's 2021 song, This Has Gotta Stop, riffed on a similar theme.
Well, that's how he got it.
Oh, that's how he got it.
He's saying about
freedom.
His soul's desire for freedom.
Riffing on freedom causes COVID.
So Clapton said he experienced severe reactions to the AstraZeneca vaccine. I wonder why they put that in quotes, like as if it's not true. Like, as if people don't know. Yeah.
They're quoting what he said, yeah.
Oh, is that what that is? But it looks like they're, you know, that they don't really mean it. It led him to criticize assurances about the vaccines as propaganda. Millions worldwide have received the shots, and scientists say there is no doubt the vaccines drastically cut the risk of serious illness and death against all forms of the coronavirus. So, but that's not speaking to his thing. That doesn't speak to did he get severely vaccine injured or not? Why do you pretend like that? So they always do this. They shift the subject. That's not what he's talking about. So shut up if you had a bad reaction to the vaccine, Eric. That's what that says. So if you
because scientists have no doubt.
That's right. Scientists have no doubt.
Also, don't research what scientists feel about it.
And don't do that.
Don't quote the scientists if you're quoting Eric Clapton on severe reactions.
So I like at least some people push back. Eric Clapton was vaccinated. He wasn't a skeptic. He was, however, a critic because he suffered a long-term vaccine injury. Then he gets COVID anyway, i.e. the vaccine didn't work, says this guy. He means it didn't stop him from getting COVID. This is how Huffington Post frames it. However much you hate disingenuous media, it's not enough. That's how they framed it. Can't hate them enough. I agree. This is the Daily Mail. Anti-vaxxer Eric Clapton cancels shows after testing positive for coronavirus. Because you got injured by the vaccine, that makes you all anti-vax now. And by anti-vax, we mean you're telling people that you got injured. That's all that is. So Clapton is an anti-vaxxer, even though he took the vaccine and only became vocal after he had a bad reaction to it. This is irresponsible journalism, if you can even call it that. It's not hard to get angry when you see this kind of thing. I know people personally who on Eric Clapton because he got took the vaccine and got injured by it. Pro-mandate, pro-vax comedians who then ripped him because he got injured by the vaccine and told people about it. That's like unforgivable. I think you should have your comedy card, your license revoked for doing like that. That's despicable.
Okay, I do have a piling for that. Mike, I think you went way past the a lot of time there. All right. I didn't put a time. Okay, so that's on me. So okay, no, I put a time on the other one. My bad, guys. That was my fault. So, anyhow, 10:45 on the mark there. Yeah, so I guess he pretty much agrees with me. And yeah, that is irresponsible journalism. It would be if it weren't blatantly on purpose. Yeah, I mean, who cares what the scientists say, you know, reaffirming that, oh, well, yeah, people are getting effed up everywhere, but hey, at least it maybe made some cases of COVID a little easier. Because it does not prevent you from getting COVID. Even though Biden, with his own words, says it'll stop you from getting COVID. I that clip got buried, but I've seen it. I think I know where I can go and get it again. But he had to backtrack from that. So I'm so over it. Listen, let's go to the phone lines here. We've got about 10 minutes left in this hour, so I want to give that to our next caller. Let's go with Iowa. Fred, is that you again, line one? Line one, Iowa. Can you hear us?
Tyler?
Iowa.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You got a question or comment for us?
Me in Iowa?
Yes, or, you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I don't want to take this show in a different direction, but I got to kind of do some explaining here. The last four shows have there's a lot of information that has came out. And I told on Jeremiah from Kentucky, his show, that if I could, I was going to try to get on your show, V show. And I, for the reason why I said that, because there was a couple of callers on his show that I thought they would call in. And one was kind of giving me the rip. But here's the thing. You started out the show talking about censorship. Well, I usually talk or try to, and I hate it, is in sound bites. Because I've had to teach myself for the last 7 years. That's the only way I could be able to be heard.
Oh, well, but, you do well on Twitter.
Yeah. boy, this old man's having a time here today. But Chris Hinckley has given me all kinds of time, and you have given me all kinds of time. But when I talk about the word, the Bible, and Christ, I get short time, with the exception of Chris and Jeremy in Kentucky, and one other. But most people are so ignorant about the Bible, including hosts, that they don't want to go into it. And atheists and agnostics, which some hosts are, and they admit it, they don't want to talk about it. But
you have to understand. You have to understand that, you know, there are certain formats. You know, I mean, there are undoubtedly some hardcore Christians on this network. So, as a variety, yeah, you're not going to have some people talk about it a lot because, you know, that's what the other shows are for. I wouldn't want to step on their toes, you know, with them, with a lot of people coming to me about the Bible. Just like I wouldn't want them, you know, talking about, you know, covert tech and psychological warfare. That's my spot. So I typically don't allot a lot of time to that stuff. No. Everybody has a time and place. So.
Well, I see your point, and it's a good point. But what I talk about cannot be given out in sound bites. And if you understand the Hegelian dialectic and yes. cognitive dissonance and,
yes.
and bias, normal bias, and most people have normal bias and they're not even aware of it, and those three things. But if they do not have a modicum of understanding of the Bible, my God, all kinds of comes up about you're crazy or you're nuts or you're a hater and all this. But it's been going through my mind when I was talking about riding the freights and stopping to get a meal. I used the wrong noun, and it wasn't met in malice or derogatory, and I don't want to go into it. I think you understand. But I thought that people would call in, and but it hasn't happened. Well, I'm not going to take up any more time, V. You're doing a fine job. Keep up on the theme you're talking about. And I'm done for.
Well, thank you very much. I always appreciate your call. And you have a good evening. Keep listening. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, God bless you and thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless you too. Yes, thank you. And yes, that is a great point. You know, I don't want to censor anybody who wants to do biblical speak. I mean, I'll have that as a subject, you know, sometimes, you know. I've had pastors on the show a few times, many times, religious leaders. I have no problem talking about that stuff. But, you know, if we are going to, again, there are other hosts on the network who are probably way more proficient at that than I am. My proficiency is psychological warfare and covert tech, technology, and the combination thereof. So if it's of the mind and it's of politics and it's of things out of reach of you, the people, I probably know a great deal about it. So that's why. So I've lessened my talk about the technology so much because I'm not making the connections that I should be making. I do have the intellectuals and the ex-military people that call and talk to me about the stuff. But you know, political science here is, you know, that's something that everybody has an opinion on and a lack of or a great understanding of. And that is, I mean, you got to grab the people with politics first. And as much as I've never been a political creature, I've always been about warfare. Army brat, I mean, raised in it. So, you know, you're talking about soccer versus football. You know, I'm hardcore tackler. You know, rip your head off with the psychological warfare talk. But you know, politics is dainty, in my opinion, and how I feel about it. I think in terms of troops on the field. Got that backwards. And you know, being a general on the field of war. Because politics, that's just the polite way of saying war. And in this case, it's war on the people. When you have to deal with any controversial issues, most of the time, it's not the people disagreeing with each other. It's the politicians that are looking like they're in disagreement, while they all have the same agenda for us. And because we're not fighting back, we're just freaking lambs to the slaughter. I often go through life wondering, you know, is this worth it? I mean, it's not hard work, because there's 1% out there fighting the other 1%. And when I say the other 1%, I mean you, the woke. The real, I'm talking about the real knowledgeable people, the ones that really know what's going on, the people that know that everything was weaponized against us, the people that are in the know and who are activists about it. That's the other 1%. And then you have everybody else in between. You got the 98% sandwiched in between. And at that point, it's just like a big body of water. It's just a conduit. I've got my battleships, they've got theirs. Because nobody else wants to pick a side. Nobody wants to come on board. So, you can have Greenpeace on the waters, saving animals and whatnot. Or you can have, you know, your governments doing nuclear warfare and dumping toxic things in the water. And killing everything. That's the only analogy I can come up with. Kind of sucks, but it's okay. We're going to go to commercial break here anyways. It's top of the hour. And we're going to go into new subject matter in the second hour, so stay tuned.
This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
RBN.
John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. Republicbroadcasting.org.